The Acts of the Apostles. In Jerusalem, Saul was still trying to frighten the followers of the Lord by saying he would kill them. So he went to the high priest and asked him to write letters to the synagogues in the city of Damascus. Saul wanted the high priest to give him the authority to find people in Damascus who were followers of Christ's way. If he found any there, men or women, he would arrest them and bring them back to Jerusalem. So Saul went to Damascus. As he came near the city, a bright light from heaven suddenly flashed around him. Saul fell to the ground. He heard a voice saying to him,
"Saul, Saul, why are you doing things against me?"
"Who are you, Lord?"
"I am Jesus. I am the one you are trying to hurt. Get up now and go into the city. Someone there will tell you what you must do."
The men traveling with Saul stood there, but they said nothing. They heard the voice, but they saw no one. Saul got up from the ground. He opened his eyes, but he could not see. So the men with Saul took his hand and led him into Damascus. For 3 days, Saul could not see, and he did not eat or drink. There was a follower of Jesus in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord spoke to Ananias in a vision.
"Ananias."
"Here I am, Lord."
"Get up and go to the street called Straight Street. Find the house of Judas. Ask for a man named Saul from the city of Tarsus. He is there now praying. Saul has seen a vision. In it, a man named Ananias comes to him and lays his hands on him. Then he sees again."
"Lord, many people have told me about this man and the terrible things he did to your people in Jerusalem. Now he has come here to Damascus. The leading priests have given him the power to arrest everyone who worships you."
"Go. I have chosen Saul for an important work. He must tell about me to non-Jews, to kings, and to the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name."
So Ananias went to the house of Judas. He laid his hands on Saul and said,
"Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus sent me. He is the one you saw on the road on your way here. He sent me so that you can see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit."
Immediately, something that looked like fish scales fell from Saul's eyes. He was able to see again. Then Saul got up and was baptized. After eating some food, his strength returned. Saul stayed with the followers of Jesus in Damascus for a few days. Soon he began to preach about Jesus in the synagogues.
"Jesus is the Son of God."
All the people who heard him were amazed.
"This is the man who was in Jerusalem. He was trying to destroy those who trust in this name. He came here to do the same thing. He came here to arrest the followers of Jesus and take them back to the leading priests."
But Saul became more and more powerful. His proofs that Jesus is the Christ were so strong that the Jews in Damascus could not argue with him. After many days, the Jews made plans to kill Saul. They were watching the city gates day and night. They wanted to kill him. But Saul learned about their plan. One night, some followers of Saul helped him leave the city. They lowered him in a basket through an opening in the city wall. Then Saul went to Jerusalem. He tried to join the group of followers, but they were all afraid of him. They did not believe that he was really a follower. But Barnabas accepted Saul and took him to the apostles. Barnabas told them that Saul had seen the Lord on the road. He explained how the Lord had spoken to Saul. Then he told them how boldly Saul had preached in the name of Jesus in Damascus. And so, Saul stayed with the followers. He went everywhere in Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of Jesus. He would often talk and argue with the Jews who spoke Greek, but they were trying to kill him. When the brothers learned about this, they took Saul to Caesarea. From there, they sent him to Tarsus. The church everywhere in Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had a time of peace. With the help of the Holy Spirit, the group became stronger. The believers showed that they respected the Lord by the way they lived. Because of this, the group of believers grew larger and larger. As Peter was traveling through all the area, he visited God's people who lived in Lydda. There he met a paralyzed man named Aeneas. Aeneas had not been able to leave his bed for the past 8 years. Peter said to him,
"Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Stand up and make your bed."
Aeneas stood up immediately. All the people living in Lydda and on the plain of Sharon saw him. These people turned to the Lord. In the city of Joppa, there was a follower named Tabitha. Her Greek name, Dorcas, means a deer. She was always doing good and helping the poor. While Peter was in Lydda, Tabitha became sick and died. Her body was washed and put in a room upstairs. The followers in Joppa heard that Peter was in Lydda. Lydda is near Joppa. So they sent two men to Peter. They begged him,
"Hurry, please come to us."
Peter got ready and went with them. When he arrived, they took him to the upstairs room. All the widows stood around Peter crying. They showed him the shirts and coats that Tabitha had made when she was still alive. Peter sent everyone out of the room. He kneeled and prayed. Then he turned to the body and said,
"Tabitha, stand up."
She opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then he called the saints and the widows into the room. He showed them Tabitha. She was alive. People everywhere in Joppa learned about this, and many believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for many days with a man named Simon, who was a leather worker. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius. He was an officer in the Italian group of the Roman army. Cornelius was a religious man. He and all the other people who lived in his house worshipped the true God. He gave much of his money to the poor and prayed to God often. One afternoon, about 3 o'clock, Cornelius saw a vision clearly. In the vision, an angel of God came to him.
"Cornelius."
Cornelius stared at the angel. He became afraid.
"What do you want, Lord?"
"God has heard your prayers. He has seen what you give to the poor, and God remembers you. Send some men now to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon. Simon is also called Peter. Simon is staying with a man also named Simon, who is a leather worker. He has a house beside the sea."
Then the angel who spoke to Cornelius left. Cornelius called two of his servants and a soldier. The soldier was a religious man who worked for Cornelius. Cornelius explained everything to these three men and sent them to Joppa. The next day, as they came near Joppa, Peter was going up to the roof to pray. It was about noon. Peter was hungry and wanted to eat. But while the food was being prepared, he had a vision. He saw heaven opened and something coming down. It looked like a big sheet being lowered to earth by its four corners. In it were all kinds of animals, reptiles, and birds. Then a voice said to Peter,
"Get up, Peter. Kill and eat."
"No, Lord, I have never eaten food that is unholy or unclean."
"God has made these things clean. Don't call them unholy."
This happened three times. Then the sheet was taken back to heaven. While Peter was wondering what this vision meant, the men Cornelius sent had found Simon's house. They were standing at the gate.
"Is Simon Peter staying here?"
Peter was still thinking about the vision, but the Spirit said to him,
"Listen, three men are looking for you. Get up and go downstairs. Go with them and don't ask questions. I have sent them to you."
So Peter went down to the men.
"I am the man you are looking for. Why did you come here?"
"A holy angel spoke to Cornelius, an army officer. He is a good man. He worships God. All the Jewish people respect him. The angel told Cornelius to ask you to his house so that he can hear what you have to say."
Peter asked the men to come in and spend the night. The next day, Peter got ready and went with them. Some of the brothers from Joppa joined him. On the following day, they came to Caesarea. Cornelius was waiting for them. He had called together his relatives and close friends. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him. He fell at Peter's feet and worshipped him. But Peter helped him up.
"Stand up. I too am only a man."
Peter went on talking with Cornelius as they went inside. There, Peter saw many people together.
"You people understand that it is against our Jewish law for a Jew to associate with or visit anyone who is not a Jew. But God has shown me that I should not call any person unholy or unclean. That is why I did not argue when I was asked to come here. Now, please, tell me why you sent for me."
4 days ago, I was praying in my house. It was at this same time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly, there was a man standing before me wearing shining clothes. He said, "Cornelius, God has heard your prayer. He has seen what you give to the poor, and God remembers you. So send some men to Joppa and ask Simon Peter to come. Peter is staying in the house of a man, also named Simon, who is a leather worker. His house is beside the sea. So I sent for you immediately, and it was very good of you to come. Now we are all here before God to hear everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us."
"I really understand now that to God every person is the same. God accepts anyone who worships him and does what is right. It is not important what country a person comes from. You know that God has sent his message to the people of Israel. That message is the good news that peace has come through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Lord of all people. You know what has happened all over Judea. It began in Galilee after John preached to the people about baptism. You know about Jesus from Nazareth. God made him the Christ by giving him the Holy Spirit and power. You know how Jesus went everywhere doing good. He healed those who were ruled by the devil. For God was with Jesus. We saw all the things that Jesus did in Judea and in Jerusalem. But they killed him by nailing him to a cross. Yet, on the third day, God raised Jesus to life and caused him to be seen. But he was not seen by all the people. Only the witnesses that God had already chosen saw him. And we are those witnesses. We ate and drank with him after he was raised from death. He told us to preach to the people and to tell them that he is the one whom God chose to be the judge of the living and the dead. Everyone who believes in Jesus will be forgiven.
God will forgive his sins through Jesus. All the prophets say this is true.
While Peter was saying this, the Holy Spirit came down on all those who were listening. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been given even to the non-Jewish people. These Jewish believers heard them speaking in different languages and praising God. Then Peter said,
"Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we did."
So Peter ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days.